And welcome to another episode of ADHD Women's Wellbeing Wisdom, little short bite-sized pieces of wisdom that I've curated from all the many, many episodes that have been recorded over this time. And I really hope that this short insight will help you on the week ahead. So today I am sharing with you some ADHD Women's Wellbeing Wisdom with Karen Broder. Now, Karen was a guest of mine way back at the very beginning of this podcast, but there's still so much wisdom there. And we talk about movement. We don't talk about exercise. We talk about the power of movement to help boost our dopamine in a healthy way and to be able to sort of reclaim our well-being using the power of movement. So it's just being able to access different ways of looking at movement, exercise, so we can reframe it so it's not sort of this kind of like, oh, a necessity and it weighs us down, it's this sort of dread. It's actually being able to invite a fun way of moving our body, recognizing what it's doing to our mental well-being and embracing it to help with our ADHD. So let's take a listen to this week's shorter episode with Karen Broder.
This is what I coach on in my programs and in my community is this term called your movement flow. And what I describe it as is finding some form of movement that so intently incorporates your body and your brain at the same time that everything goes quiet. Your mind is really just focused on what's happening in the moment, and it doesn't even have a chance to ping around to different thoughts or different things. It's really in this state of flow, and it can look different for everyone. And to find what that is for you, it's just thinking, okay, what activities have I stuck with? What have I really loved in the past? And starting there, and then starting to deduce that down, like, when I do this activity that I love, am I just so in the moment that I could literally just do this forever, but my body physically is going to probably give out before I want to? That's a really good path to go down to see, like, is that my movement flow? It's the things you do that you're like, I am just so focused on, you know, my breathing, coordinating my limbs, engaging my muscles, just so in the moment, things go quiet. It feels like this flow. It's challenging, but it also feels really inviting. And that's the movement that I want you to follow, because when you find that, you're going to want to go do that. It's still challenging, so you're going to get so many benefits. You're going to grow in your strength, your stamina, your energy, whatever your goals are, but it's going to be inviting to do, and it's going to calm your mind and start to train your brain to be like, oh, I can focus on this. I can do this. I don't have to be bouncing around all the time. And now that can also start with just ignoring what you think you should do. Like, I love weightlifting, you love weightlifting, I love circus, but I don't like playing soccer or basketball or any kind of team sports. Not my thing. Yeah. So it's ignoring what you think you should do and finding what feels good.
Yeah, me too. And I've heard that a lot from different people, that team sports is not really an ADHD thing, but maybe I'm wrong. What I did hear today, which is funny that we're talking, is that I was listening to one of Tracy Otsuka's podcasts, and one of her podcasts, recent ones, was about exercise. And I actually listened to it by chance, not because we were talking today. And she said that she's never met someone, a female weightlifter, that isn't ADHD. She said it's full of ADHD women because it kind of ticks a lot of the things with regards to the dopamine and the challenge. I guess it's like an internal restlessness and this internal motor to keep kind of competing against yourself. So it was really interesting when you said, because I didn't know that you were, you know, that was the professional athlete side of you was the weightlifting. So it was really interesting that she said that, because I think she used to do quite a lot of weightlifting. But also what I'd like to touch on is, as women, we have so many different cycles. You know, we've got the cycle of obviously our physical cycle of menstruation, so of feeling different throughout the month. We've got puberty and, you know, adolescence, then we go into pregnancy and childbirth, and then we've obviously got sort of like perimenopause and menopause. So it's like our body is just constantly evolving. Even though we say we enjoyed swimming or soccer growing up, as we get older, that cycle of our life might not be, you know, quite right for it. Or on the flip side, if you're into yoga, you might have been like really into like hardcore kind of vinyasa style yoga. And then as you get older, you want to do something a little bit calmer, like restorative yoga. So do you get a lot of women who come to you who are going through these different cycles and feel maybe like lost or stuck and not quite sure where to begin their movement process again?
Yeah, definitely. I'll start with giving kind of my story a little bit more here and then touching on the clients I work with, which, yeah, you hit the nail on the head again there. Where I was doing weightlifting, or I started that, I started because I loved it, but then it was really fueled by this need to be strong enough to also stay skinny and to feel like I'm enough. And during that period of life, I had, as we all do for the most part, just depends on how much self-growth you want to do, is a self-growth journey. So I was growing in myself and my mindset. So when I ended weightlifting, I was like, I kind of learned what I needed to learn during this journey. Then I went into circus. And at the time, it was just really fun. It was really freeing. It was really great for my mind. It was so different. But over the last couple of years, really primarily over the last year, I realized this circus and like Ariel Silk's journey is really about me learning to express myself and to be more vulnerable and to, through movement, show, you know, yeah, that expression of what's really deep inside of me and find that creativity, which is rarely really hard for me, but it's matching my own self-growth and mindset journey. And that's why I'm really gravitating towards it, because it's a challenge. It's something I need. And it's feeling really liberating as I start to overcome that challenge. So I talk with a lot of clients where they're like, oh, in high school, I was an athlete, or in my 20s, you know, I played like competitive soccer. I keep coming back to the soccer example. I don't know why. And then it's just shrouded with this, I need to get back to that. I should still enjoy soccer. I should still be doing this. I should be at the same, you know, strength level or weight or fitness level as I did before. And I always start with asking them, it's like, should you? Like, who said? Because what you liked before doesn't mean you have to still like that. And then we go back to like, what activities light you up right now? And if you're not sure, what aspects of activities do you have you liked in the past? Why did you like them? Does that still call to you? And if not, what are you looking for in movement? And let's start to brainstorm different activities that could feel really good for you right now based on your own self-growth journey. And that, like you said, also matches our own physical journey. You know, if you're trying to have kids, or you did just have kids, or you are going through menopause, what you need physically is also going to change.
I do feel there is this juxtaposition between having ADHD, which, and I'm just going to say from a personal perspective, I have a lot of inner restlessness. I wouldn't call myself the typically hyperactive, but I can sit for long periods of time. I don't, you know, like tap my feet and I can sort of sit. But if I don't get out, you know, a couple of times a day to move my body, then it's almost like it's like a pressure cooker inside me. Like I can just feel something bubbling, which is going to come out like in, you know, shouting at my kids or being irritable with my husband or just getting really impatient. So I know that if I've been on a walk in the morning, so that's my typical thing, is I love walking my dog. I'll go on a fast pace. It has to be fast paced. I can't walk with people. I have lots of gorgeous friends who I can't walk with because they walk too slow for me. So I'm a pretty antisocial walker, because if I don't walk to the pace that I can, I just can't walk. It's like I have to either walk that pace or not walk at all. So I've had times where I've had friends like trailing behind me and I'm like, you have to walk faster. They're like, you have to walk slower. I was like, I can't walk slower. And so, yeah, it's a bit of a funny one, but I know that a lot of other women suffer from a lack of motivation, and this they have, you know, they need to exercise. They know they need to, and they know they want to, and they know they should be exercising, but they are standing in their own way. Their ADHD brain, this neurological makeup, which has got nothing to do with our personality, and it's not a flaw, it's not a character, you know, trait. It is literally our brain standing in our way. And so I know that there's lots of different ways that we can hack our brains, you know, neuroplasticity. We've got these amazing neural pathways that can be, you know, changed over time. So how do you help people that come to you that say, I want to exercise, and all day I spend, you know, saying I'm going to, and then it gets to like 7 p.m. and I've still not done it again. And that is obviously going to contribute to mental health problems. It's going to contribute to, you know, depression, anxiety, shame, guilt, anger, resentment, all the things, which then has a knock-on effect to the rest of your life. So, you know, it sounds like it's, you know, just going out for a walk is such an easy thing to do. But for some people, it really isn't. And that, you know, can affect your career, your relationships, so many things. And so I wanted to address that today to be able to offer people some brain hacks and tips to try and, you know, I guess, override their ADHD brains, which gives us so much, but also is a bit of a hurdle for many of us as well.
Yeah, this is question of the century. And really, my coaching is focused on creating consistent exercise habits. That is my bread and butter. It's what I've worked with clients on to create success. And I look at it a little bit differently. So I call it my mindset method. And I'll explain it with using an analogy, because I feel like sometimes it's the easiest way to really get a grasp on it. So in order to create a consistent exercise habit, if I just kept giving you all the hacks and tricks, they would work for a short period of time. But as we know, you'll probably fall off again in a week, 2 weeks, 30 days time. So this mindset method, I want you to think of a house. So for a house to stand, to be furnished, it needs different parts. The first thing you need is a foundation, a really sturdy foundation. Or like myself, I live in a tiny home on wheels. I have a very sturdy trailer to live on. And that is the mindset piece. And mindset being a catch-all term, but it's really diving into these self-sabotaging beliefs, things that you carried from childhood, from like who raised you or the people around you. It's all of the thoughts and beliefs that are in your subconscious and conscious brain that are essentially preventing you from sticking with some sort of movement. So that's the foundation. We need to address that first and simultaneously as we continue to build an exercise habit. The second thing that you need is a house on this foundation. The house is the system, and I call this your fitness system. Think of it like a habit. It's something that you're going to put on autopilot or systemize, so you know what to expect every day, and you're really breaking down the barriers to exercise, whatever you choose. So it's easy. It doesn't feel like you have to plan or, you know, do all these things. It feels overwhelming. It's just easy. You show up, you know, the day at that time, and it just feels inviting. So that's the house, and you need that on the foundation, which is the mindset. The third thing is, I mean, everyone's favorite is the decor and the furniture for the house that you go shopping at like Urban Barn for. Those things are all the hacks, the like tips and tricks. But if you just had that without a house to put them in and without a foundation to put the house on, they're never going to last. It's like putting furniture outside in the rain. It's going to get damaged right away. So when I work with clients, we address the mindset piece first, or we start to dive into that. It's like, okay, what is really causing you to get in your own way? And often for us, it's thought, I'm not good enough. Or if I do this workout plan, it's not enough. I need to do more. So then it's like this all or nothing approach. So we start to uncover, like, where is the root of this? Why are you, you know, holding this in your subconscious? It's causing you to get in your own way. And as we're tackling that, we start to build the system. And this is before we start to put in all the fun tips and tricks. And the system is, yeah, putting on autopilot. So to give everyone who's listening how to get started with a system is find, of course, the movement you love. That's going to be the most important. because then you're going to look forward to doing it. And I have some videos I can also link in the show notes to that and how to find that. But for your system, you want to essentially automate your workouts. Not so you're not present or mindless in your workouts, but everything around the workouts. So say every Monday, you are going to go swimming first thing in the morning. That means when you wake up Monday morning, you already have your swim bag packed because you know every Monday in the morning you go swimming and you go the same pool at the same time and you follow maybe a same type of swim workout or you set your timer for 30 minutes, whatever that looks like. So you have this whole system set up around it. You know exactly what you're doing. It's really easy to show up for that. And then every Tuesday, you're like, I go for my morning walk every single Tuesday. So I ready, you know, make sure I have clean socks and that my shoes are ready. And even if it's raining, I know to bring an umbrella. And you do that every single Tuesday. And I encourage people to have the same relative time every single day. So it's easier to create that system. The reason this is so important to do the same thing, it gives us structure. We love structure, but it still gives you lots of flexibility, which we also need. So within that actual workout, you know, when you're walking, it's like, well, maybe you're doing a power walk. Maybe you're doing an interval type style walking. When you're swimming, maybe you're doing a different type of swim workout. And as you continue to do this, it builds trust in yourself that you can do this. Because when you tell yourself, I'm going to go walking Tuesday morning, every Tuesday morning, you're creating a promise, or you're making a promise to yourself. And when you keep it, you're building trust. The more trust you can build in yourself, the easier and easier it becomes to continue this exercise habit, this fitness system. And then you can start to be more intuitive as, you know, you move along and you don't want to be, you know, as regimented or as structured. But you could always come back to the system too. But the big underlying piece is tackling those beliefs that are holding you back and causing you to get in your own way. And then, of course, we can throw in the tips and tricks of, you know, all the things you can find online on Instagram, those things.
So I hope you enjoyed listening to this shorter episode of the ADHD Women's Wellbeing podcast. I've called it the ADHD Women's Wellbeing Wisdom because I believe there's so much wisdom in the guests that I have on and their insights. So sometimes we just need that little bit of a reminder, and I hope that has helped you today, and look forward to seeing you back on the brand new episode on Thursday. Have a good rest of your week.